Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narchery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. That's Ends Not. What This Book Is About by Joanna Johnson is a reflective nonfiction work that blends memoir, personal storytelling, and educational perspective. Based on the available public descriptions, the book follows Johnson through the experiences, relationships, and turning points that shaped her identity and values, including the public persona connected to Unlearned 16, rather than presenting a rigid self-help system or a step-by-step method. It appears to use lived experience as its central form, inviting readers to think about how love, resilience, mentorship, and human connection influence both learning and personal growth. Johnson is presented not only as a writer, but also as an educator, artist, mentor, and advocate, and those roles strongly inform the book's outlook. The overall purpose is not simply to recount events, but to show how meaningful people and emotional encounters can leave lasting marks on a life. In that sense, the book belongs to a growing category of personal development adjacent memoirs that teach through honest reflection rather than formal instruction. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a memoir shaped by relationships rather than a fixed thesis. One of the clearest features of That's Ends Not, what this book is about is that it appears to be structured around lived encounters and influential people rather than around a single abstract argument. Public descriptions consistently emphasize that Joanna Johnson moves through life's turns while meeting remarkable individuals and absorbing lessons that help define who she becomes. This makes the book feel less like a conventional how-to-guide and more like a memoir of formation. Its meaning comes from accumulation moments, connections, and reflections build a portrait of identity over time. That approach matters because it mirrors how many people actually grow. Personal development in real life rarely arrives through neat formulas. It emerges through family, teachers, students, friends, losses, support, and memory. By centering these experiences, Johnson appears to suggest that a life is best understood relationally. The title itself hints at a resistance to easy categorization, which aligns with a work that may initially seem to be about one subject, but ultimately reveals itself as something broader and more human. The result is a book likely to appeal to readers who value emotional truth, narrative movement, and the sense that wisdom is often gathered gradually through ordinary and extraordinary relationships alike. Secondly, human connection is the book's central idea. Across the available descriptions, the strongest recurring theme is the importance of human connection in both life and learning. This is not presented as a side note, but as one of the book's defining ideas. Johnson's story is framed as an emotional journey in which relationships offer solace, strength, and insight. That theme places the book in conversation with memoirs and reflective education writing that argue that people are shaped not only by achievement or talent, but by the quality of their bonds with others. In this case, connection seems to operate on multiple levels. It has an emotional dimension since readers are invited to revisit their own memories and consider the people who sustained them. It also has an educational dimension. Since Johnson is publicly associated with teaching and mentorship, and the book appears to treat learning as something deeply human rather than purely technical, this emphasis gives the work a broad reach. Readers interested in education may see a defense of empathy as a core part of learning, while general readers may find a reminder that the most lasting lessons often come through care, attention, and presence. In a cultural environment that often rewards efficiency over relationship, the book's focus on enduring human bonds stands out as both timely and restorative. Thirdly, education and mentorship as lived practice. Joanna Johnson is repeatedly described in public material as an educator and mentor, and that background appears essential to understanding the book. Even though That's Not What This Book Is About is not described as a formal book on pedagogy, it seems to carry an educational philosophy through story. The emphasis on compassion, kindness, and the influence of meaningful relationships suggests that Johnson sees education as more than instruction. It is also guidance, example, trust, and the creation of space where people feel seen. This matters because many books about education focus on systems, policy, or methods, while this one seems to approach the subject through personal witness. That gives it a different kind of authority, grounded in character and experience rather than theory alone. Readers who work in schools or mentoring roles may respond especially strongly to this perspective, since it reflects the emotional reality of teaching that official frameworks often overlook. The available reviews also point to Johnson's passion as a teacher and her ability to inspire others not to give up. That suggests the book may serve as a form of encouragement for educators facing burnout or searching for renewed purpose. By showing how education intersects with identity and human connection, the book appears to present mentorship not as an extra task, but as one of the deepest parts of meaningful learning. Fourthly, identity, authenticity, and public voice, Another important topic in the book is the shaping of identity, especially through the figure of Unlearned 16 and Johnson's wider public role. Public descriptions refer to her as an educator, creator, artist, queer champion, and mentor, indicating that the book likely engages identity not as a label to display, but as something formed through experience, conviction, and visibility. This is significant because memoir becomes especially powerful when it traces how a person grows into a public voice without losing emotional honesty. The book appears to explore not only what made Johnson who she is, but why she is that person, a phrasing that points toward deeper questions of purpose, belonging, and self-understanding. For readers interested in authenticity, this aspect may be especially compelling. Johnson seems to represent a mode of public presence that blends advocacy with vulnerability and creativity with lived truth. The mention of her role as a queer champion also suggests that the book may resonate with readers who value representation and stories of selfhood that resist flattening stereotypes. Importantly, the available information supports a careful reading. The book is not best understood as a manifesto, but as a personal narrative in which identity is inseparable from relationships, work, memory, and moral commitments. That balance likely helps the book feel intimate rather than performative. Lastly, emotional storytelling as the method of insight. The book's practical force appears to come not from explicit instruction but from the emotional texture of its storytelling. Akhal, public snippets, and reader responses repeatedly describe it as moving, inspiring, funny, and reflective. That combination matters because it suggests Johnson is not trying to persuade through detached argument. Instead, she uses voice, feeling, and narrative honesty to help readers arrive at their own reflections. In this way, storytelling becomes the book's method of insight. Humor can create openness, vulnerability can create trust, and emotional recognition can turn a personal story into a shared experience. This helps explain why readers seem to connect the book to their own memories and life lessons. A reflective memoir often succeeds when it does more than recount one person's past. It creates a space in which readers reconsider their own. That seems to be one of this book's main strengths. It invites inward attention without sounding clinical or abstract. The tone described in available reviews, including references to passion and a distinctive storytelling style, also suggests that Johnson's voice is central to the reading experience. For readers tired of formula-driven inspiration, this approach may feel fresher and more credible. The book appears to offer encouragement not by simplifying life, but by honoring its emotional complexity. In conclusion, that's not what this book is about is best suited to readers who value personal storytelling with emotional depth and a clear human center. Educators, mentors, creative readers, and people interested in identity, resilience, and meaningful relationships are especially likely to find something here. It may also resonate with members of the LGBTQ+ community and with readers who follow Joanna Johnson's public work and want to understand the personal foundation behind that voice. The book's main benefit is not a numbered system or a set of productivity lessons. Its value lies in reflection. It encourages readers to think more carefully about the people who shape them, the role of empathy in teaching and learning, and the ways love and strength persist across difficult moments. That makes it useful in a practical sense, even without a formal framework, because it can deepen how readers approach mentorship, self-understanding, and connection. What helps the book stand out in its category is this blend of educator perspective, memoir form, and emotionally direct storytelling. Many inspirational books lean heavily on advice, while many memoirs remain purely personal. Johnson's work appears to occupy the space between them, using lived experience to generate insight that feels accessible without being simplistic. That combination gives it warmth, sincerity, and a distinctive place among reflective nonfiction books about growth and human connection. If you would like to support Joanna Johnson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.